Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. Today, you're listening to the Contact Program with Pat Shea, your host. Today, we have Brad Leshinsky. He's the director of the READY program, and he's also involved with the Du Bois Alumni Association. So we're going to have a full show today. And Brad, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, we're thrilled to hear all about what you have to discuss, and I'm anxious to have you talk about the READY program to start off. Could you tell us what it is and when it was started?
Sure. The READY program for the Du Bois Area School District was started in 2016. It is a K-12 career readiness program that equips students from kindergarten through 12th grade with academic knowledge, technical and employability skills, as well as soft skills, really working with the community to examine career exploration and career paths so that they can look at passions that they have for future careers, and we can help connect the dots once they are seniors in high school, whether they need to go to trade schools, colleges, or directly into the labor force.
Well, that sounds like something desperately needed. That definitely wasn't available when I graduated, so I had to find things out myself. And I had a couple career changes and a couple school changes until I found exactly what I wanted to do. So that's a wonderful thing to help connect people with their interests and what's actually going to make them a living, and help the community by targeting employees that are going to be ready for the existing workforce. So that sounds good. Now, are you having a lot of interest with the student body?
Yeah, right now what we're doing is really working with our community, bringing in individuals, organizations, and employers to meet with students to discuss all the great opportunities that exist here in the North Central region for them, looking at career pathways, and really trying to get students to understand what they're learning in the classroom and how the relevance of it is within employment, so that they are learning, or understanding what they're learning makes sense for what they're going to be doing in the future and how they're going to use those skills, as well as really putting a focus on following their passions and what they have an interest in. Because I always talk to students and say, how many of you woke up this morning and thought to yourself, boy, I really don't want to go to school? And if we continue down that pathway as adults and wake up every morning and think to ourselves, boy, I really do not want to go to work, you're not going to do the job that you should be doing. You're not going to have the interest in the work that you're doing, or like we say, the passion for it. And so it's really important for students to be able to look at all the different careers, really examine what their passions are, and be able to look at that passion, turn it into a career, and really enjoy what they're doing for the rest of their lives. Because as we know, the majority of us are going to work until retirement, so we might as well find something that we really enjoy and have a passion for.
That's definitely true. And they have always said that if you really enjoy your work, it's not really work. I don't know if that's quite true, but I agree with you. If they don't enjoy what they're doing, they're going to have 40 years of misery.
Exactly. And I don't think anybody truly wants that. So that's something of a focus for us. Entrepreneurship is another huge focus for us, because we know that many business owners are getting close to retirement age, and we need to develop that next generation of entrepreneurs to be able to take over those businesses that are so necessary to our region.
Yes, and I think that's going to be the key to the Du Bois future, is going to be targeting new vocations, new businesses, and maintaining the old ones with some local people running them instead of selling them off to bigger outside corporations.
Yeah, so you're exactly right. If you take a look at our region, we have a declining population. Every decade, we're losing about 4%. Of our population. We have an elderly population that's continuing to age, of course. And we need to fill these jobs. We need to continue to build our communities and create economic development initiatives and so forth so that our region can continue to hopefully grow and survive. And it's going to be really about these students that are coming out of our local schools, gaining the knowledge and understanding of what happens in their community, the importance of what is taking place, to be able to run these businesses and create opportunities within them. Our students are our future. So that is why we're so excited about the READY program and, really working with it as well as organizations and employers to really drive home the importance for students to be highly involved in their communities.
Are you finding that technology is helping spark innovation, or do you think that that's more for California than our area?
Oh, no, we're certainly seeing a lot of innovations taking place here within the North Central region, especially within press materials. You're taking a look at AI and so forth, different types of equipment, and we're really examining different ways to bring that into the DuBois Area School District. One program we are looking at is student-run manufacturing, which is a program that is recognized through the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development, where we work with students to actually develop a business and operate it. So they're not only gaining knowledge within entrepreneurship, but they're also being able to understand the manufacturing process, working with manufacturing companies that currently exist within our community, and gaining a better understanding of the overall process so that they can go into many of these positions in the future.
That's great. Now, before we were on the air, you mentioned how important our powdered metal industry is in the area, but it's not just an area issue. You mentioned that we represent a pretty hefty percentage of the national powdered metal industry. Would you mention that a little bit?
Sure. So currently within the Tri-County area, which would be Clearfield, Jefferson, and Elk counties, we have 9,000 employees working within the press materials industry. Those 9,000 employees make up 43% of the overall market within press materials within the United States. So if we're not able to sustain that industry and continue to grow and innovate, it is going to be extremely detrimental to the Tri-County area, as well as the entire United States.
Wow. Well, we definitely need to do what we can to keep that highly functional and active, or we're in trouble.
Absolutely.
Our employee base. Now, you had mentioned innovation. Are there efforts to help bring innovation into the powdered metal industry to help keep it thriving?
Yes, there is. Actually, they're looking at many different processes and so forth. Currently, within powder metal, you have three main industries that are supported. That would be automotive, lawn and garden, and appliance. And they're looking at different innovations that would allow them to enter into different types of industries, such as Department of Defense, and some other areas. So they're looking at, creating powder metal parts that have magnetic properties and so forth, to where maybe some of those parts would be able to go into EVs and all of that. So it is, I think that industry truly understands the crossroads that they're at currently and what they need to do to hopefully be able to innovate and continue to grow and support the Tri-County region.
Well, that is good to hear, because I think the key for us to continue having thriving industries here in the U.S. is to do something kind of unique, but also to do it well. And if we do things well, they're going to keep using us internationally like they are with the powdered metal industry today. And it's pretty difficult to compete with some of these emerging countries that are eager to bring in any business they can and at any price that they can. Here, one of the things I notice with people coming into my business is they often don't understand the economic piece. They don't understand budgeting and cost and what have you. Is that something that you address to bring some real world awareness to these students?
Oh, absolutely. So when we're taking a look at student-run manufacturing and operating a business, they will be looking at all the different aspects from that, from purchasing raw materials to looking at price points, cost allocations, delivery charges, and so forth. So they will have a fantastic understanding of all the different areas within business development and what it takes to actually be a successful business owner.
Well, that is great because, you know, in today's environment where virtually everything is going up, 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 sometimes doubling in a year, businesses have to be really on top of their finances and try to be aware of the trends so that they can stay afloat and not get kicked in the teeth with a big surprise. We're going to go to a message, and after that message, we'll return with some more information on the READY program.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
We're back. If you just joined, you're listening to the Contact Program on Connect FM, which is at 96.7 or 99.7. I'm Pat Shea, your host of the program, and today we have Mr. Brad Leshinsky. He is the director of what's called the READY program, and it's a program to help make children in kindergarten through 12th grade aware of their career options, their education options, and to try to target something that they have a strong interest in so that they can function long-term in a career. And Brad, one thing I didn't ask you was, you mentioned K through 12. How early do you actually start?
So we do start in kindergarten, and really K through fifth grade is the introducing of different career fields through theme-based learning, classroom visitors, to help expand awareness to those students of the different careers that exist. Many times students of that age, they might understand what their parents do, but they don't necessarily understand all of the different careers and so forth. And that's really what we're trying to do within that age range. And then once you get into middle school, grade 6 through 8, we're doing like interest inventories to where students are beginning to understand, you know, where their passions lie and maybe what skill sets they currently have that fit different careers. And really trying to create the beginnings of that career plan for themselves. And then in transitioning into high school, you know, they're really looking at, okay, what credentials do I need to go into the certain career field? They're participating in, you know, pre-apprenticeships, internships, you know, creating career plans, which would include resumes and cover letters and LinkedIn profiles and so forth, and really looking at, okay, do I need to go direct? Can I go directly into, you know, the career? Do I need to get some technical training, or do I need to go to a 2-year or 4-year university?
I was just thinking, one of the things that was very profound to me was in high school, we all took the ASVAB, the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery. And I was shocked with some of the things that it said that I had a high aptitude for. And it really made me think. Is there any testing similar to that that you use in the READY program?
Yeah, there's a lot of different career inventory testing and so forth that students are taking that really takes a look at, you know, are they more hands-on? Do they really enjoy working with their hands and maybe understand things better through actually touching and feeling and so forth? Or are they more of an analytical mindset to where, they like doing research and truly understanding how things function? And so a lot of these inventories will help dissect a lot of that information for them that then will hopefully further kind of allow them to explore the different career paths that could really try and highlight their interests.
Well, and we talked about hands-on and technical stuff, but I'm curious, how does telecommuting come into play? Do you in any way reference telecommuting, working from home, online with computers and so forth with other companies? Because that would be a key to keeping people here. I know Kane, Pennsylvania is focusing on bringing people in for telecommuting jobs, and they have brought in high-speed internet so that people can work locally. And a friend of ours was in Atlanta working for a big company, and she came home to help care for her elderly mother, and her company let her move from Atlanta to Kane, and she retired there last year. But that's a big thing, too.
Yeah, we have. We are working with students and employers, and truly letting them know how everything has changed with the advent of the internet, especially with working from home and so forth. That really has started to take shape during COVID. A lot of employers now are understanding that in certain environments, that is truly a possibility. As well as an enticement for somebody to do so. Oftentimes, it can also lead to, better employee workload effectiveness and so forth, to where they're able to be better at what they're doing because there's not as many distractions around. So they're a little bit more efficient in their work. So I think all of those are capable, certainly discussion points that need to be talked about with students and employers as a way to possibly look at, enticing those certain career paths and certain areas for students to be interested in.
Yes. And while you were talking, I was thinking about the lumber industry, which is also pretty big in our area. And I was thinking, well, gosh, how do you telecommute when you're doing lumbering and cutting down trees and things? But I guess it would apply even there, because marketing the wood and selling it internationally is an option. I heard a story a few weeks ago about black cherry is huge in our area. And in Japan, they hear about our area because of nothing but black cherry. And there are Japanese that come to our area and buy a lot of the black cherry wood and take it back for furniture making and other purposes. So the internet is opening up our area to the world, and that's great.
Absolutely. So if you take a look at entrepreneurship per se, traditionally the budding age of an entrepreneur is 40 and older. Primarily that is so an individual can go to work, create some disposable income and so forth, and then start their business and minimize the risk. We're starting to see entrepreneurship occur at a younger age, primarily because of social media and the internet, to where now you can run a business without necessarily having to run a brick and mortar operation, which is one of your largest costs. So, the internet is a fantastic tool. And, to make a comment about the lumber industry and so forth, that is something else that happens within career exploration, is truly understanding the industry has multiple jobs, not just one type of work. So, yes.
They're not just cutting down the trees.
Exactly. You have marketing, you have billing and human resource and so forth, all sorts of jobs within one industry.
Yes, and I see the key to growth is being aware of that technology and utilizing it functionally. And I like the idea of the community connection, where you're helping the students identify what the local needs are and what the local businesses are available for them to consider. When I graduated, I think half my class's focus was, I'm moving somewhere. And many of those people that moved came back and they realized DuBois is a good place. And I know I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy to hear that there's a program like this that's helping educate our kids to know about their local community and give them a connection here.
Yeah, traditionally, like my background is in economic development, and I would often see individuals moving away, always thinking maybe there's something better beyond the Tri-County region. But oftentimes, we find those same individuals are coming back once they want to start a family just because of safety and security and so forth. And I think the more we can include organizations and businesses really having conversations with students to understand the importance that they can play within their community for employment and keeping industry alive and so forth, the better opportunity we will be able to have some of those students be placed right into very promising careers here in the Tri-County region.
That would be great, and maybe we could stop that 4% a decade decline in our populations. That's something I would love to see. Well, as we near the end of the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Alumni Association. You're the director of it as well?
Yeah, so I'm the executive director of the DuBois Area Schools Alumni and Educational Foundation. So we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is dedicated to the success of the DuBois Area School District. We provide scholarships. We have an endowment program. We're also an educational improvement organization, which is capable of taking in EITC dollars, educational improvement tax credits, as well as we have an alumni program that helps connect alumni from the DuBois Area School District to understand what is going on with the school district and the students and how they can play a role in the future success of the district.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that since I'm an alumni as well, although it feels like it's been forever. I graduated in 1984, and I'm a proud DuBois alumni. Well, so your scholarships, how many of those do you give?
So currently we have 17 scholarships that we give to graduating high school seniors. That is coming up here in another month. Those scholarships can be applied to trade schools and colleges. They are all created from primarily previous alumni from the school district, which is a great way to give back to somebody that has graduated and wants to see other kids do well. So we're very excited about that. We also have some endowments that have been set up by different alumni and so forth that can help support students. And, these are all really great programs that go to truly help support the district and the students that are, looking at certain career paths here in the future.
And there's probably a synergy between the READY program and the Alumni Association where they might be able to interplay a little bit and support each other.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great. Well, folks, you've been listening to Brad Leshinsky. He's the director of the READY program and the executive director of the DuBois Area. Let me have you say it.
DuBois Area Schools Alumni and Educational Foundation.
I was just going to say the Alumni Association, so I'm glad that you clarified that. So lots of things going on to help the community, help the workforce, and help our young people target something that they might be able to do in the area to remain here and to enjoy it, because that's very important. And folks, as we end the show, I'd like to say Happy Easter to all of our listeners. Enjoy your ham and your Easter eggs. Thank you.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, with. We were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent.